Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what a blessing it is to be able to come and have the Word of God before us, knowing that the God of the universe, who made us, who gave us life, who gave us breath, is willing to teach us His Word and His ways. And so we are a blessed people today. I pray that these times in the podcast will bless you, inspire you to get into God's Word on your own. It's God Himself who's our true teacher, and that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. So pray with me today, if you will. Heavenly Father, we are just blessed again today to have another opportunity to study Your Word. I know that You provided it so that we could learn about You and Your ways and about Your Son Jesus and what He did for us. And so today, Lord, I ask You by Your Holy Spirit again that You would guide us into all truth. And Lord, that You would help us by empowering us to live according to that truth as we learn the things that You want us to know. We bless You today. We give You thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Christ Abides Forever. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 34. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. And in chapter 12 and verse 34 of his book, John shared how the people said, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever," where we read, "The people answered him, 'We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. And how say you, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?'" The verse reads, "The people answered him, 'We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever.'" John began with the words, "the people answered him," which means the people, both male and female, responded and began to speak to Jesus. We have heard, or we, the people, have been endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceive, understand, notice, and discern out of the law, which means from the rule, precept, and injunction that produces a state approved of God, that Christ abides forever, or that the Anointed One, Messiah, and Son of God remains and endures continually. John shared how the people who heard Jesus speak referred to their understanding of how God's Messiah would remain perpetually. The verse continues, "And how say you, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" John added the words, "and how say you," which means, "and for what reason and cause do you, Jesus, utter, declare, and proclaim the Son of Man," or the Messiah and Christ of God, "must be lifted up," which means needs to be exalted, raised, and elevated. Who is this Son of Man, or what person is the Messiah and Christ of God? John shared how the people wanted to know why Jesus said the Messiah should be elevated and raised, and they desired to know who this Messiah and Christ was among them. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how the people responded to Jesus' words about being lifted up and drawing all men unto Himself. Their understanding of the Scriptures was that when Christ appeared, He would always be with him. Jesus was indicating this would not be the case. And because they were without understanding, they wanted to know who the Son of Man or Messiah was. God had a plan of salvation for mankind through His Son Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross for the sins of mankind, He provided a way for people to be forgiven of their sins and to have a personal relationship with God. Those who surrender their lives to Jesus acknowledge He is God's Son and Christ, who receives every person who yields their life to Him. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "Yet a little while is the light with you. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,